You are listening to the WGXC News. I'm Tom Rowe. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, magazines, newspapers, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. New York State education officials just released a list of schools added this year to the, quote, needs improvement list in the No Child Left Behind program. Locally, those schools are in Greene County, the Cara-Durham Middle School, the Catskill Middle School, the Greenville Middle School, and the Greenville Scott M. Ellis Elementary School. Catskill Elementary and the Coxsackie Athens Middle School remain on the improvement list. In Columbia County, the Chatham Middle School was added to the needs improvement list. The Germantown Central School, Kinderhook's Ichabod Crane Middle School, and the Taconic Hills Middle School. And Hudson's Junior and Senior High School and Montgomery C. Smith School remain on the improvement list. Lynn Sloniger, in her Unmuffled blog, reports that John L. Edwards Primary School Principal Stephen Spicer alleges, quote, unlawful discriminatory actions, unquote, against the Hudson City School District and its Board of Education. Quote, in a complaint filed with the New York State Division of Human Rights dated October 28th, Spicer alleged he is, quote, being subjected to disparate treatment for unlawful discriminatory reasons relating to, quote, unquote, his race. Spicer is the only African-American administrator employed by the school district, unquote. That's a quote from Lynn Sloniger's Unmuffled blog, and which outlines different charges of harassment that Spicer is alleging against the school, including, not being treated equally to other supervisors in the same position. You can read that full story on the Unmuffled blog. Republican William Hallenbeck currently leads Democrat Nick Haddad in the Hudson mayoral election by 27 votes, and there are reportedly about 200 absentee ballots left. Let's pretend for a moment that there are exactly 200. Haddad would have to pull 28 more votes than Hallenbeck to win, so that would be 114-86. That would mean Haddad would have to win 57% of the absentee ballots. Now, while some might suggest that absentee ballots tend to be more Democratic than Republican, if they are largely from military serving overseas, then they tend to be Republican. In Hudson, there may be more second homeowners who could be expected to lean to the Democrat than military votes. And of course, there may be a few votes recounted or discovered, but still, Nick Haddad would have to poll at least 57% to overcome the current deficit to William Hallenbeck in a 200 absentee vote situation. That's not impossible, but it is unlikely. While pundits and politicos can claim that the whole thing is up to the absentee votes or the lawyers, actually the election rests mostly on what we know. Hallenbeck leads by 27 votes, and that will probably be too much to overcome by any new information. The United States Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency is easing insurance regulations on fresh apple producers, which should save New York farmers some money. Quote, New York State is home to the world's best apples and the hardest working producers, unquote, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said in a press release crowing about the change. Quote, they shouldn't be held back by red tape and bureaucracy. I am pleased we could come to an agreement with the RMA to ease these burdens on our apple producers, helping them to cut costs, cover their crops with the insurance they need, reach new markets, and grow their businesses, unquote. Organizers of Occupy Hudson have a Facebook page for a meeting at 2 p.m. today, Friday, November 11th, at the Pocket Park on Warren Street across from the Hudson Opera House. Organizer Nora Paholik wrote on the Facebook page, quote, I think we should begin with just a general assembly rather than a march. If we do a march, it will have to depend on how many show up, unquote. Local band Mother Fletcher are breaking up after a November 25th farewell show at Helsinki Hudson. Quote, we are calling it quits. It's been a great 4 years for us, but we've all grown and it's time to move on, says a message on the Facebook event page for the show that is their farewell show, November 25th at Helsinki Hudson. Today is Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th. From Wikipedia, it is, quote, it is also celebrated as Armistice Day or Remembrance Day in other parts of the world and falls on November 11th, the anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended World War I. Major hostilities of World War I were formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 with the German signing of the armistice, quote, unquote. Today is also 11-11-11, the November 11th, 2011. Several towns, area towns, every year have Veterans Day ceremonies today, such as Valencia, which is holding a Veterans 5K run-in ceremony at 10 a.m. with local congressman and veteran Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, running and speaking. National Weather Service predicts Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 46. Friday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 29. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a gradually becoming sunny with a high near 50. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 57. And Monday, a 30% chance of showers and cloudy with a high near 60. Town meetings today. Hudson Historic Preservation Commission may meet at 10 a.m. You never know, so you might want to call 828-1030 to make sure. Sun rises at 6:37 a.m. and sets at 4:43 p.m. The moon rises at 5:09 p.m. and sets this morning at 7:24 a.m. November 12th birthdays include Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Grace Kelly, Wallace Shawn, Booker T. Jones, Neil Young, Naomi Wolf, and Kathleen Hanna. And keep tuning in to WGXC today. A little after 9, we will play the Stuyvesant budget hearing for the 2012 budget, the public hearing from Wednesday, November 10th, recorded by Martin Roby. At 3 p.m., Astrology with A.T. Mann. You can call in for a reading at 828-0290. And at 7 p.m., local band Black Lake will be on in the guest DJ slot, playing records, performing, and more on WGXC, your community radio station.